in Parshas Kisetze, in addition to the Iser, that a lender is not allowed to lend for interest, he's not allowed to lend usuriously, we read in Parshas Kisetze that the loiva, the borrower, is not allowed to cause the lender to take that kind of money. And Rashi explains that here the Torah is saying that the loiva is warned that he's not allowed to pay ribbis. He's not allowed to agree to any terms, no matter how modest the ribbis might be, no matter how lenient the terms, it's usur for him to pay the ribbis to the malve. We'll see how the Maral says, specifically dealing with the loiva, how severe this isur really is. The Maral, in his drashos, it happens to be a drasha l'Shabbos HaGadol, and in the published drashos, in the publication that we used for photocopying purposes, it was page Samach Dalet. The Maral quotes the Gemara in Meseches Bava Metzia, Amar Rava, Lomeli Dekosav Rachmana, Yitzias Mitzrayim Beribis, Yitzias Mitzrayim Gabitzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim Bemishkalois. Why is it that there are certain mitzvahs where HaKadosh Baruch Hu invokes the fact that he was the one to take us from Mitzrayim? The answer is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hu, Shehivchanti Bein Tipo Shel Bechor L'Tipo She'ene Shel Bechor. I discerned who's a Bechor Yisrael and who's a Bechor Mitzrayim on the night of Makas Bechayres, and the Bechor Yisrael survived. I saved the Bechor Yisrael and the Bechor Mitzrayim perished. I know similarly, I can tell when it's real Tcheles on Tzitzis or not. I can tell whose money is being lent and borrowed. If a Jew, Chalila, uses a Gentile as a front, so it's really Jewish money, but it only appears to be that the money is being borrowed from a Gentile, I will know that as well. That's the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia. The Maharal looks at the Psukim there in Parshas Behar and points out that right before describing this mitzvah of not taking Neshech Visarabis from someone who needs to borrow money, the Torah says, V'chai imoch, and then again, in the pasuk, Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis v'yireisim elokecho v'chei ochicho imoch. So what is the idea of this chiyus, specifically in the mitzvah of neshech, not charging interest on loans? And he expands on the idea of the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically watching over how loans are processed, as follows. We've underlined the area we're going to begin on, it's the third paragraph on page Samach Dalet in these drashos, six lines down from the beginning of the third paragraph. Ulekach ksiv yitzias Mitzrayim gabi ribis. It says yitzias Mitzrayim in the case of ribis because of the special regard, or I should say care and oversight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests into watching over how we provide for each other and help each other provide for life. Ki davar ze shelo yiyeh noishech acher v'noitel chiyusoy. This that one should not lend with interest, because if one does so, then the malva is notel chiyuso. He's taking away from the chiyus. He's taking from the source of parnasa of the loiva. Midichsiv al tikach meito neshech v'sarbis v'chei achicha imoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to the parnasa of every creature, smallest, most insignificant flea, and the greatest of all of the animal kingdom, and the greatest of all the creatures of the sea. Kach hishgiach shelo yitol ha'echod chiyus ha'acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching that we not contravene his plan for the life and for the provision for life of another individual. If someone can lend money, he's in position to do so. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopes to provide for the borrower. Ki haribis mevatel hashgachas Hashem yisbarach. only in this specific kind of aveira, specifically in the case of ribis, is there a contravention of how the providential giving and providing of parnosa is going to be violated by, as we said, it's a contravention of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha would have had the loiva receive what he needs. Ki hashgachas Hashem Yisbaruch lefarnes es hakol, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beneficence and the providential hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everyone and for every living creature. Ve'ilu haribis mevatel chiyusai. But this, that a person then is charged interest, that the malve should make money, that's mevatel the chius. It's taking away from, and it's not just about the dollars. It's the process of meddling with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished to provide for the loiva. Lekach ksiv lashon neshicha. And that's why it's called neshech. Al tikach mi'itoi neshech. And in our parshin Kiseitze, ulo achicha loy sashich. Don't cause your malve, your fellow Jew, to be a noishech. And it's called neshicha, lashon neshicha, to bite, v'zeh lashon ksiv etzel hanochosh. As we see in Amos Perikei, a nochosh bites, it's noishech. Ki hanochosh noitel hachius. That's what nochosh, original serpent, did. Nachash took away life. Nachash wanted to take away life. Nachash wanted to take away Chava. Nachash caused that Adam and Chava should lose life. Gam hanoitel ribis. Noitel. Hachius. Bahachius hazem michyasei uparnasasei. One who takes ribis is taking away the chiyus, the source of life, the beneficence, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be extended to the laiva, is being trampled on by the person who takes the ribis from the laiva. V'zeh nikra chiyus bakosuf. That's what parnasa is. It's called chiyus. V'einu doyme el gezel v'einu. Now the Maharal explains why this specific aveira is treated this way. It's called a source of chius, as the Torah says, v'chai imach. Why, in this case, there's a lashon neshicha, he explains. Ve'ein doyme el gezel v'oino. It's unlike theft or other unfair practices or dishonest pricing. Shadav azeh, because ribis is b'masa umatun. This is specifically and only in Masa Umatan, how we do business with each other, helping each other and extending credit. It's not about theft. It's not about other kinds of dishonesty or fraud. Ki ein gezel Masa Umatan. Gezel is out and out theft. Ulekach le'nikra shenoytel chiyusei shaloi. Rak shegezel mamon shaloi belvad. If you take something from someone else, it's theft. But you're not meddling with how that person earns a living. You're not taking away the chiyus of the person, the Maharal says. Similarly, oino, v'chein oino, afagav shehu b'mas umatan. Oino is when you sell something and it's way overpriced and unfairly priced. But still, kevin she'ein yodea min ha'oino. The person paying that money is unaware of it. Hare dover zeh gezel u'gneva shalakeach m'moino. It's taking away from the person's bank account, but it's not this meddling, it's not this contravention of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this borrower to be provided for, how his chiyus should come to him. Aval ribis, shenoysen leim midaitoi, where the loiva willingly says, sure, these are good business terms, I'm happy with low rates. Today rates are 2.5% on a mortgage, for example. You can borrow money very cheaply. The loiva might be very thrilled to have those kinds of rates and to borrow money under these conditions. Still, this is incorrect. It's mas umatan shel adam shehu chiyusei. It's how he is having his parnasa. It's noitel chiyusei. The marbis, the ribis, is taking away from the chiyus as he was supposed to receive it. V'noishech. It's like a bite, and a bite that's deadly. Like a serpent, like a snake, that bites and takes away life. Now the Maral goes on and says that because of this destructive process, because it's taking away life, the punishment, mida keneged mida, is that the malva, as the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Ein Aleph, ha-malva b'ribis nechasov mismaitetin, his assets dwindle, his fortunes decline. V'loi kimayshar, not like others, shehe mismaitetin, which might happen to other people in other circumstances, but in his case, there's no coming back, meaning he doesn't make the money back. It's permanently lost. Kishar mismaitetin chayzrin la'alois, av'malva b'ribis einam chayzrin la'alois. They won't ever make it back. Their business turns, their fortunes turn down, they have downturn, and they don't see it getting better. And similarly, he points out how Chazal said about Nachash, Hakol Misrapim, Lasid, Lasid Lavai, all creatures will be restored to their original good form and health. Nachash once had arms and legs which were taken away after Chet Hetzadas. Hakol misrapim laosid chutz min hanachash. V'chalze shehevi maka la'olam she'ein trufala. Because this is a maka for which there is no cure. Not for the malva, just as there isn't for nachash. V'lekach ein refua l'maka soy. V'chalze yedu l'chachavim v'nevoinim v'ein kan makam ze. So this destructive force is taking away life. It's taking away life source, parnosa, from the laiva, and it's therefore so destructive to the laiva, and then it's going to be so destructive as well to the malva, that the malva is mismaitet and not oila. It's not going to be that he just has a downturn and he later makes up his lost income and that his fortune turns around. If he continues to be malva beribis, he will not ever see his fortune be restored to him. Skipping down to the bottom of this paragraph, we get now to the focus on the loiva, on the borrower. Three lines from the bottom, the Maral points out, V'loi simtza b'chol ha-teira kula, davar zeh. You will not find in any other case of financial misdeed that the loiva, that the, so to speak, victim, as you might call him, that he is also responsible and is in violation of the Torah and is in a sense doing as great an avera as the malva. You'll only find this rak etzel ribis, ki haribis bitul hachius, because it's the destruction of his own source of life. It's the destruction of his own chius, of his own v'chai imach, willfully on the part of the loiva. He's not allowed to do that to himself. Uksiv, because it says, Va'ach es dimchem l'nafsho yisechem edroish. We read in Parshas Noach, Zehama abed atzmai, a person who destroys or takes away his own life, God forbid. It's a terrible avera. That's what tantamount to what the loiva is doing. The loiva is taking his own parnasa, his own chiyus away. He's tampering with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished his chiyus to be provided for. Lochein his hira ha-teira ha-loiva ba'atzmai. So in this case, the victim, if you will, of the crime, of the avera, is also an avarian. And the Torah warns the loiva ba'atzmai, sheloi yitol, that he should not take chiyusot, not take away or allow that his own chiyus be compromised by paying ribis. And finally, in the second paragraph on page Samach Vav, the Maral says that the Gemara tells us, it's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me, that mesim shehechiyah Yecheskel, that those mesim who in the vision of Yecheskel all came back to life, included just one. Kulam amdu al ragleim chutz me'ishechad. There was one individual, one of those dry bones, one skeletal remains of a man that would not come back to life. Amalei ha-Navi Rebbein ha-Olamim. Ma tivoi shelo ish? So the Navi Yecheskel asked, what's different about this one individual who's not coming back to life? Why not? Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'neshech nosan v'sar b'slokach, v'chai loy yichye. It's because he lent money on interest. And therefore, he took away life. V'chai loy yichye, therefore, he will not have his life restored. Because what he did and what he defined himself with was the taking away of life. One who lends with ribis is attaching himself and using all of the force of nachash, shehu noshech v'noita l'chayim, biting, meaning destroying life, taking away chayim. This one individual of hundreds of thousands in the valley of Dura was not going to be brought back to life because he was in violation of v'chayimach. Didn't allow the process of life being provided for by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to others to unfold unimpeded. He impeded the process through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides life. That's how we give money and help each other. We're providing for each other as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it. We're giving chiyus to each other. That's how great the mitzvah is. And on the flip side, how terrible the avera is if we lend chas v'shalom for usury for ribis.